Welcome to AMDA on the Hill, your opportunity to keep up with the latest policy and advocacy news from AMDA, the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine. AMDA on the Hill is produced in association with AMDA on the Go and available on the same podcast channel. And now here's your host for AMDA on the Hill, Alex Bardak.
Hello and welcome to AMDA on the Hill, your periodic updates on AMDA's public policy and advocacy activities. My name is Alex Bardak. I'm the Senior Director for Advocacy here at AMDA. I'm actually here live at PALTC 24, recording an update of what's been going on this week on the Hill. So we have, I'm looking at a bunch of exhibitors here, a lot of our attendees, a lot of energy around our conference. And, you know, if you're here, thank you for being at our conference and supporting us. If you are not, hopefully you'll be able to attend next year or participating with us the virtual track. As we're here at the conference, there's actually been quite a busy week. We have right now, as I was at the conference looking at my emails, Congress has been busy trying to resolve this ongoing problem with the Medicare cut. As you all know, probably, that the Medicare physician fee schedule conversion factor is supposed to be cut across the board. It's already cut starting January 1, 3.7%. Congress has been busy trying to figure out a way to eliminate that cut or at the very least mitigate that cut. Just last week on Friday or yesterday, Congress passed a series of six funding bills, which put that cut at eliminated 1.6% of that cut. So while physician payment is still getting a cut, it is less drastic than the 3.7. Of course, that's unacceptable as well. Any cut to Medicare reimbursement is unsustainable and unacceptable. AMDA has been working with a coalition of many, many different specialty societies to try to find a long-term solution to this ongoing annual problem. There's some legislation already pending on Capitol Hill, but we anticipate that given the election year that we're in, that this will be taken up as a top priority in the new Congress. And so we will be working over the next year to try and find a long-term solution. The current solution in the bill that's out there is that the physician payment would be tied to the Medicare economic index, and that we would no longer have to go back to Congress to try and find this long-term solution that we have been seeking since the mid-90s. So that's been one thing. On another note, I will mention is that CMS has released a billing guide. We had created one, but now CMS has released a billing guide for how to bill for vaccines, for Part B and Part D vaccines. There's a lot of confusion out there with the public health emergency being over, what is going to happen and how we can continue to distribute and get paid for administering vaccines in the nursing home. And so we had been asking CMS to provide us with some guidance, and we have finally done that. We could provide a link to everybody around that, and we're happy to do so. On another kind of issue that we've been talking about quite a bit, and that is the implementation of the Medicare transparency. As you all know, the final rule on ownership transparency last year and the home health rule last year clearly stated that medical directors are now considered part of managing employees of nursing homes, and therefore their data needs to be collected, data around who they are, and it will be publicly reported somewhere on the Care Compare website. We have been in dialogue with CMS to trying to figure out exactly what all of that means. There was a notice from CMS out there that said that basically facilities need to be collecting that information now. So you may be getting contacted by your facilities. Don't be alarmed. It is part of that process. And what they are being asked to do is update Form 855A, which is essentially a Medicare enrollment form that has a field for medical directors. Knowing that there are probably some questions about what kind of information will they collect, what kind of information will become public, we have created kind of a guide for everybody to kind of understand what questions you should be asking of your facilities, what kind of information should you provide, where does it need to be provided. So if you have questions about that, please seek us out. If your facilities are not asking you for this information, they may not be aware of what CMS has put out there. And so we encourage you to contact your facility administrators or your facilities and ask them how they plan to comply with this regulation. As far as how it would be publicly displayed, CMS is still, we're awaiting CMS issuing sub-regulatory guidance to kind of tell us exactly how it will be displayed and where. We do know that it'll be somewhere on the Care Compare website, but exactly what that will look like, we simply don't know yet. We do know that any kind of sensitive information around tax ID or social security numbers will not be publicly displayed. So please do not worry about that. Another issue that's been very hot over this last couple of weeks, actually, is the cybersecurity attack on Change Healthcare and United. We have heard that many claims have been put on hold over these last couple of weeks as they try to figure out what occurred, how they can resolve it, and what to do next. As we were here at this conference, there were several phone calls with Health and Human Services, who themselves issued a press release on this issue, as well as Change Healthcare and United, about how they plan to address this. All of that, again, is we have publicized the press release, we understand, our understanding in talking through these conversations, that they will be resolving this issue in short order so that we can continue to provide this information. So those are the hot topics we have going on right now. We will be providing an update here at the conference. So if you're here, please stop by. If you're not, the recordings will be available. Please do that. As always, thank you all for what you're doing. We hope to continue to advocate on your behalf. We hope to continue to gather successes, fix issues around Medicare payments, so you don't have to worry about that. We're going to be doing a lot around telehealth, considering some of the telehealth waivers are expiring at the end of this year. We're going to be doing a lot around value-based medicine and providing tools and resources and really thinking about what our role and value is as we move into this brave new world of a value-based medicine, and how does a post-acute and long-term care clinician participate within that framework. So there's a lot to come. Thank you for your engagement. Thank you for your participation. Obviously, without all of you, this does not happen. So thank you for what you do every day, and thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you next time. Thanks.